This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Brewster. Tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, as well as FM 93.7. We do broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, men and women out there going coast to coast, border to border, as well as our FedEx, our UPS, and, of course, our bulk mail haulers hauling the mail all around the place. Now, suicide jockeys hauling gas and diesel and jet fuel might have a little bit of trouble today moving in some places. There's still plenty of ice out there. And also, let's not forget about our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon drivers. And we appreciate everything they do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. And we're on Twitter. Captain's America is how you find us. Captain's America. And, of course, don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And you can get the podcast over there. You can check and see all the different things that we're involved in over there. We have a schedule over there for calendar events. And by the way, today, the gentleman I'm about to bring on the telephone and I will be dining in style at Mixon's Groveside Cafe, where I plan on having the Captain's Club. It's none other than our good friend, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. Good morning, Colonel. Good morning, sir.
Hey, on behalf of America, I say good morning, Captain.
Yes, sir, and I appreciate that. America's the greatest place I want to be, I'll tell you that much. All right, how about if we say the pledge? You ready?
I'm ready, Captain.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States, of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, and justice, for all. And we do emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian beliefs and practices. Now, we had an interesting development last night. We had Speaker McCarthy come out from a meeting with President Biden at the White House. He's the one that came out and talked about what happened and whatnot. And they agreed on a few of the points that they talked about, and they agreed that there's room there to come to some sort of agreements, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, it was interesting. Of course, by any other terms, it was a negotiation, so McCarthy characterized it right. And he highlighted that, without going into explicit detail, that they had points of disagreement because philosophically the House Republicans and the administration are at odds on some pretty fundamental things, but also said that there's some things. And then Biden ended the conversation apparently by saying, hey, let's continue this conversation. So I guess if you're all for coming together and maybe potentially compromise for the betterment of the country, that is the good news. So we'll see.
Well, we had a congressman in committee yesterday from Rhode Island. His name is Cicilline, and a lot of people call him Sissy. But anyway, he came out and said he didn't see the need to say the Pledge of Allegiance in the Congress, the House of Representatives, before their various committee meetings and whatnot.
Well, that's not going to go anywhere, and nor should it. But the fact that somebody could come out and actually say that kind of incredible nonsense in the United States of America, in the Congress, the folks that are supposed to be the vehicle of a government of, by, and for the people, that's amazing to me. But, hey, it's par for the course for many, to include Sissy.
Right, and I hope the people understand what I just said. This is a United States congressman that was elected by the people of Rhode Island, that when he said that, in my opinion, right away, that made him ineligible to be a member of Congress. Not that you can do anything about it while he's in office, but if he comes back to run for re-election in a couple of years, vote the bum out.
And hopefully they'll have a long memory. I'm sure that the majority, regardless of party, of Rhode Islanders are embarrassed to hear their representative in the halls of Congress say such a thing.
Yeah, it was terrible. It really was. All right, well, we got about 30 seconds before we go to the break, so let me toss this out here. The Biden documents are getting the classic cover-up by the people that are there. They can do that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's an ongoing thing. It's been more than a year. This is not new. It is classic cover-up. And the comparisons, the stretch of the imagination comparisons between this and Mar-a-Lago and President 45 are just, those are head scratches. I don't get it. Oh, Geraldo came on the 5 and then later on Hannity and made an incredible case to say that there was nothing there. Just echoing President Biden. Unbelievable. To even a casual observer, uninformed observer, that's not true. There's something there.
All righty, we're going to get to what the there is there when we come back with more with retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. I shall return. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
America Third Watch for lunch on the first Thursday of each month between 11:30 and 1:30 p.m. at Nixon's Groveside Cafe inside Nixon's Fruit Farm down the street from Pirate City in East Bradenton.
All righty, I'll be there today from 11:30 to 1:30, and Colonel Kevin Wright, my guest right now, will be there along with me. I need to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, where you can go to one of those dealerships that they have, either the Acura dealership or all those Nissan dealerships, starting with the one in Crystal River, the flagship station store at Newport Richey, 1954, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And don't forget the brand spanking new Moss Nissan in Brooksville, State Route 50, right there by the Suncoast Parkway, about 100 yards in from the Suncoast Parkway. On the right side. Can't miss it. You'll see it. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful dealership. And, of course, I'm very proud to be able to represent them. I will be with them Saturday. They'll be with me and vice versa at the gun show up there in Brooksville at Hernando County. We'll be right there out in front of the main exhibit hall with the trucks, and you'll see us with some tents and whatnot, and we'll be giving away a bunch of free stuff. Stop by, say howdy, howdy. We'd love to talk to you, and if you want to take a picture or something like that, you can do all of that, too. We see to it that we have all of that with us, so you can do that. Now, in the meantime, back to the telephone line and our good friend, retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Yes, sir. Good morning, sir, sir.
And good morning, hey, Captain.
Yes. Now, not to be outdone, we had, once again, our governor called by former President Donald Trump a rhino globalist. Now, he did it. He did it via the internet. He didn't say it out loud. He did it via the internet. Now, I really don't know any other way to put this than the way I'm going to. Donald Trump needs to grow up and he needs to stop doing this stuff. It is not helping him at all to go after Ron DeSantis.
Well, I absolutely agree, and because the what he did in 2016 to gain ascendancy and the presidency is not going to work now. He needs to demonstrate that he has learned something in the intervening years since he was elected president.
Yep.
And his loss in 2020. And this is not a winning proposition. And Governor DeSantis was actually asked by a reporter about this when he was down in my town down here in Bradenton yesterday.
Yep.
And DeSantis reflected. He didn't really comment on it. He just immediately says, well, when I was reelected governor, I won by a historical landslide.
Mm-hmm.
And so the voters have spoken about, you know, where I stand on a variety of issues. So he was pretty clever on it, and actually President Trump could do that. But it looks like Trump is going to have his first openly announced opposition for securing a GOP nomination. It isn't going to be Governor DeSantis, although DeSantis, if he does run, will probably be his most formidable opponent for the GOP nomination. But and that would be Nikki Haley. Who is probably weeks away from announcing her long shot, and I do think it's a long shot candidacy for the presidency.
Well, she says it'll be on the 15th of February.
Yeah, there you go.
And the one that will be weeks away is Pompeo. He's going to get into it.
Yeah, I think so. And yeah, it is very clear. He's all but said that. And he's been pretty coy about it, too. And I think in terms of where they stand on global and domestic issues, Pompeo and Nikki Haley probably have more in common. They're kind of a mix of a little bit of Trump, but not so much, and not so much the alternative, potential alternative for the GOP and Governor Ron DeSantis. So, hey, I'm telling you, there's going to be at least a dozen folks running for the GOP nomination, I do believe, when all said and done, because after mid-February, that is going to open some of the floodgates, and some are going to wait it out and see.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be interesting, and I hope people don't get all excited about that. The party will be stronger for having done this. This is the Senate was made stronger for the challenges to Mitch McConnell, and the McCarthy is a much stronger speaker and playing a stronger hand when he goes in to speak to the president, for having been challenged for five straight days before he was elected to speak to the House.
Mm-hmm. Well, yep, and I can't wait to see what happens. And, of course, it's going to be all about the message again. It's got to be about the message, and they better be on point with their messages, because you can bet the Democrats are going to be.
Oh, without a doubt. They're well-practiced at that. They got that. They're together on that. And yeah, it's going to look like disunity. It's going to look ugly. It's going to look like infighting. But in the end, it'll be better because, you know, the three or four, we will decide who are most true to the Republican core principles, because I think that is a winning message and something that hopefully the party will have learned from not having established the promised red wave in November of last year. I think we can do it.
Now, we have an interesting situation where Israel and their drone strike delivered a very stern warning to Iran. In the meantime, did you happen to see the weapons that the French warship seized on the high seas that were going to Yemen?
Now, I heard your discussion on this earlier, but I didn't have an opportunity to look up the specifics kind of weaponry, but it was... On its face, it's very, very curious, isn't it? Everything mm-hmm. in the Middle East, everything had to do is curious. And frankly, the United States State Department is between a rock and a hard place in dealing with Israel and the Palestinians and all that. So it's one of those things where they talk about making steps forward, but it's not really going anywhere. We'll see.
Now, something else that couldn't happen to a nicer person, little old AOC, Antonio Ocasio-Cortez, has got stuck with her hands in a cookie jar with a foreign agent that was not registered as one, that now has to be because they were representing the Chinese as a foreign agent, and AOC was using them as a go-between.
Okay. you know, we were talking earlier about the stuff that comes out of the mouths of the likes of Sissy out of Rhode Island, but that kind of stuff comes out of AOC's mouth all the time. And here, this is beyond, this isn't just words. This is a pretty damning thing, but we've heard that before, but now that the situation in Congress and House of Representatives is different, I think they're starting to wake up and having to play a little defense. And that's a good thing. After a couple years of the Republicans in the House playing defense, now it's going a different way. And so far, I kind of like the way it's been playing. It hasn't been stupid. It hasn't been fomenting off of the mouth. It's been by going to facts and evidence and investigations, which everybody thought, well, it's just investigations that go nowhere. But they're already starting to pay dividends, and we're able to get words out and things that the mainstream media can't ignore. And this is an example of something that cannot be ignored.
Now, we haven't said anything about this in quite a while, but at one time you and I talked about the Philippines and how the U.S. was getting involved back over there again, and we were going to go back in and take our base over and all that at the request of the Philippines. Well, all of a sudden, the U.S. is rapidly increasing our military presence in the Philippines as fears are growing between a conflict between China and Taiwan.
Yeah, of course, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin was right there, and that was one of the outcomes of that. You know, over the last couple of years, all we heard about was in Japan and Philippines, cries there to reduce the U.S. presence right there. But you haven't heard that in a long time, have you?
No.
Because they are waking up to the number one international security threat in the world, and that would be China. I noticed that our Air Force General, Mahaney, I probably just butchered his name, that said that he thought we might go to war with China in 2025.
Yeah.
There's been some people that, there's reports that people under him are taking him to task for having sounded that alarm, for being an alarmist. But hey, maybe he overstated it, but you know what? Sometimes you got to overstate things just to shake people up and say, here we go again. The Filipinos seem to be understanding that. The Japanese are understanding that because the ones unarmed, and of course the Constitution of World War II, Japan has discovered that, hey, we can't rely on others. We've got to be prepared to defend ourselves too.
All right, well, you're going to stick around for another segment, so hang on, sir, and folks, I'll be right back with more with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. And we'll be back with more. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and we're going to have some lunch today down there at Mixon's Groveside Cafe. We'll tell you more about that when we come back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. The United States is building up its military presence in the Philippines amid escalating tensions between China and Taiwan. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Thursday that Ferdinand Marcos Jr. has agreed to allow American military troops to be stationed at several bases on the Philippine Islands to expand its presence in the region. High storm warnings are in effect for 12 million people across large portions of Texas, including the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area, western Tennessee, northern Mississippi, and much of Arkansas. On Wednesday, the Federal Reserve bumped up its short-term interest rates by a quarter percentage point and signaled it was ready to do so again at its meeting in March. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell.
Despite the slowdown in growth, the labor market remains extremely tight, with the unemployment rate at a 50-year low, job vacancies still very high, and wage growth elevated.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi folks, don't forget to set your calendars to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Nixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Meet some great people, have stimulating conversation, and enjoy some great food. After all, Nixon's is the home of the Captain's Club. That's Nixon's Groveside Cafe at Nixon's Fruit Farms, located at 2525 27th Street East in Bradenton. Come on out and see the Captain, and we'll see you there.
You betcha, and I am psyched. I can't wait to get my hands on that Captain's Club sandwich. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I just can't wait. All right, back to the telephone line and our good friend, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain.
Sir, GOP, the GOP, and the GOP-led states have asked a judge, okay, a Texas federal judge, to shut down DACA.
Yeah, I understand there's a number of state attorney generals, of course, in Republican states that have done that. DACA was just taken a given. That's like for the progressive left, that is the flame that they carry. And it's good to see some attorney generals and supported by their governors in these red states to have this spine to take these things on, and this is just another one, and that's good, because DACA is not what it appears to be. It's one of those things that the left has become so good at, you know, voice things out there as being the realization of dreams, the looking out for children and our aspirations and all that. Baloney. That is not what it is all about, and we know that, and I'm glad to see folk coming out and making that known.
Now, we know that the U.S. and our private payrolls and some of our businesses didn't quite do what they thought they were going to do. For example, the private payrolls missed their expectations. We did have more jobs than what was expected in one area. But then again, overall, the jobs weren't what they thought they were going to be in all of the areas combined. I don't really know, and I talked about this with Chris Markowski. It's pretty obvious that we're spitting and sputtering. We're not firing on all eight cylinders here. We're firing on about six, and then once in a while five, and occasionally seven. It just goes back and forth. It kind of sounds like a John Deere tractor, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's sure there's always somewhere in between. It's certainly south of the Biden administration who's living in a different universe in their description of the economy. And it's not as bad as some of the doomsday folks out there, but it's hard to put your thing in. Because this is what the American economy relies on, is predictability. And that is what is missing. That is what the administration cannot provide, is predictability. If the House can do anything between now and 2024, they're going to have limited ability to do that. But if they can do anything, if they can add some measure of predictability, it will be the one measure of success in the economy. But I don't anticipate anything that anybody can really roll out the red carpet and say, hey, the economy's great. Is the economy stupid? Reelect me in 2024 if I'm a Democrat and I advocate for this. It's not going to happen. So, yeah, I'm like you. It's stalemated. It's not it's nothing to celebrate yet. Be hopeful.
Well, the Federal Reserve raised its target interest rate by a quarter of a percentage point yesterday, yet it continued to promise that ongoing increases in borrowing costs as part of its still unresolved battle against inflation can be expected.
Inflation's a weird thing. I'm not an economist, so I do this, but I have to talk about some of the basic economists with my students, but what the Reserve is doing, and that's funny, yesterday I did with my students, we talked about the creation of the Federal Reserve back in the New Deal era, and so it's kind of interesting to be able to point out to what's going on now. They really are toothless. There was one time where they had the impact. The idea was that the government can influence and drive the economy, but increasingly the evidence is that they could do more damage than help. And it's more just Don Quixote going after the windmill. And even the impact on inflation, as we look at that, we see up and down here. We got incredible inflation on some products and goods. And unfortunately, it's the products and goods that the average Americans, they can't afford it or having to pay for it. And then we got some prices either holding still on others. It's odd. And again, there's no predictability in the economy, and the Reserve, whatever they do, it's just a showboat kind of thing, and it's not having any genuine impact for the good, in my view.
Now, we just got a message from George Godfather, and he says, good morning, Captain, Colonel. I will see you at Mixon's today. So, George, look forward to seeing you.
All right. Yeah, I've seen him on his podcast riding on his motorcycle and across our highways and byways. It'll be good to see him in person.
You know, Joe Biden is going to pick a new economic team after the State of the Union. We're being told that, of course, we knew Janet Yellen was going, right?
Yes.
But he's apparently going to make some switches around. I'm not sure that whatever he does is going to work. I just am not.
Yeah, it's not, because it'll still be out of the same ilk. And then, of course, the chief of staff, Klein, did his farewell. That's an interesting report. He apparently broke down in tears, and he was almost like Hunter. I think he put himself in the place of Hunter because he referred to the fatherliness of President Joe Biden. That's the sort of thing that made me laugh and smile a little bit, but it was kind of bizarre at the same time.
Wow. That's really weird. Got some weird things going on here. I know that where there's smoke, there's fire. But Benjamin Netanyahu, and I respect him greatly, he says that he is willing to mediate the Russia-Ukraine war. I hope somebody will get in there and bring about some common sense to this and stop this nonsense.
Yeah, this is exactly what we talked about on Military Matters a couple days ago, which I haven't put out there yet, is who can be? Because this thing is going to be an ongoing war of attrition, 100,000 Ukrainian soldiers, not to mention civilians dead, probably in the range of 200,000 Russians dead.
Right.
And so it's just going to continue to be that. There isn't going to be any clear victor, but so at some point, this is going to be a mediated peace. Nobody's going to declare absolute victory, but in order to have a mediated peace, you got to have a mediator.
Yeah.
The United States cannot be the mediator because we clearly have a favor in this.
We're an instigator.
The Russians, and for good reason, aren't going to stand for that. Hey, maybe Netanyahu and Israel might be the ones to do that, because if they're not, guess who would be in a couple of years? China?
Yeah.
As bizarre as that sounds, it could be.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely spot on with that assumption, because somebody would have to do it. And I would just as soon see Israel get out there and show what they can do, because we know that, especially Netanyahu, he's negotiated. Remember, he used to go back and forth with Yasser Arafat, and they would, as crazy as it seemed to be, they would get things resolved.
Yeah, and oftentimes it's, historically, it's conservative Republicans, the people that are called war hawks and all that, they're the ones that actually make the peace. And so we'll see. That would work. And, of course, Netanyahu was the guy that was front and center in my 2 years when I served as a TRADOC liaison and lived in Israel. And so I got to see him up close and personal more than a few times in Israel. And I came to be an admirer of him. I hated to see the things that he's done to you since then, but, hey, you talk about somebody that's got 9 lives. He clearly does, and I wish the best for him, and on behalf of the good, not just in the Middle East, but for the world, maybe, there's something there that can be worked out, whether it's out in the open or whether it's behind closed doors.
Yeah, well, I want you to take about 20 seconds here and tell us how we can find out all the things about you, your websites, and all that good stuff.
Yeah, as far as I'm chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, chartered under the Florida Republican Caucus and the National. And, of course, we've got a Facebook page for that. You can find the NRLC.com, or you can go to RLC-FL.com, and they have a website. We don't at the county. And I'm also the host of Military Matters, which is a Facebook page. I've got a regular video podcast that I put out and a regular newsletter. And there's also Liberty Caucus newsletter I regularly put out. And I am overdue to put out newsletters on both of those. So stay tuned. They're out there.
All righty. I will see you at lunch, my friend.
See you at lunch.
All righty. And we'll be back with more. Good morning to Christine down in Sarasota. How are you doing? And let's see, who else we got in there? Oh, good morning to Alex. And good morning to Cynthia. And good morning to Sharon. All right, I think I covered all.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly? Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey, it's Captain here. Two Guys Gun Shows are at the Hernando County Fairgrounds at Brooksville this weekend. Shop dozens of vendors of both new and antique firearms. It's by far the best show on Florida's West Coast. Also, my friends from Moss Nissan will have some of their inventory of the great Nissan pickup trucks at the show. Moss Family Automotive, just up the road in Brooksville, brand new showroom, is by far the finest dealership in Hernando County. I'll be at the show Saturday 93, so look me up when you're there. Hernando County Fairgrounds, just a few miles south of Brooksville on U.S. 41.
You bet. You bet. I can't wait for that one. That's going to be a great one. It's always fun when I'm around the Moss gang, and they're a great group of people. For you people that don't know them, you need to stop by. It's not just about guns this weekend at the Hernando County Fairground. It's also about the great display of the Moss trucks that we're going to have there. And, of course, they've got those big Titans, and they've got the Frontiers that are there. They'll also probably have a couple of their high-performance vehicles there, too, because some people have the need for speed up there, and that's exactly what they do, the need for speed. Holy smokes, I'm telling you. It's like nothing that you'll find anywhere else, and it's great. It's great. People up there in Brooksville, I've been around them for, I don't know, probably a little bit more than a decade on the radio up there and talking about different things, doing some events up there and whatnot, and they're great people. They're great, great, great people. They give the shirt right off their back if that's what you needed to have. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Remember, Dominic's Blinds and Decor is located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, and all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs here in the local area. Now, you can give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. In the meantime, remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Domery's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't be afraid to tell them the captain sent you. There'll be a big smile on their face, and that'll open the door wide for you. Now, before I get to a caller that I got here, I want to bring something else up here. The DOJ barred the National Archives from discussing classified material retrieved from Joe Biden. Now, I get it. I understand it. Some of that stuff is probably something that you shouldn't be talking about, but then again, there might be some that you could talk about. Don't know. Haven't seen it, so that's the only comment I can make. But the House Oversight and Accountability Committee conducted its first transcribed interview pertaining to alleged Biden family influence peddling and the buying and selling for the purpose of information by overseas companies and countries and Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and the Biden family. And we got a lot of information out of the mix. And, of course, the committee chairman, Representative James Comer, Republican of Kentucky, has been talking about it almost every day because this is a hot topic, if you will. And it's only going to get hotter, in my opinion. What we're going to find out about, I don't know, but there's got to be something there with all the digging around that's going on. And by the way, it was the the liberals that were doing the digging first. Now, job openings unexpectedly increased this past month. We had that discussion a little while ago. Anytime you can increase jobs and add more jobs, that's a good thing. But when you got jobs that increase and you have an opportunity and people don't want to work, well, that's not a good thing. It's time to wake up and smell the roses. Okay, and finally, in case you haven't heard and you've been sleeping under a rock, quarterback Tom Brady, last team, Tampa Bay Bucks, has retired. He's officially retired, put in his paperwork, going to collect his Fox Sports check, $300 million over 10 years. That's $30 million a year. Good Lord. And I suspect you're going to see him doing a Super Bowl as a guy sitting around the table with Strahan and Howie. I figure that's where you'll see him to begin with. We'll see. Now, we'll also see what happens with the teams that are playing. Because the Eagles just lost one of their starting linemen to a murder indictment. Good Lord. I knew they were known as the Broad Street Bullies, but gee. And I'm not sure if that individual will be allowed to play or not. We'll see. But certainly that's going to be heavy on his mind, right? Heavy on his heart. Okay, let me get over here and let me open up a window so I can do what I'm going to do. And we got a treat for everybody coming up. You're going to like this. Well, let's put it this way. Some of you will like it, some of you won't, but that's okay. You'll get over it. All right, there we go. I got this ready to go. So hold on to your hats. Here it comes.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd. Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I really don't like listening to any other conservatives because they don't know what they're talking about, okay? By the way, where's the Pope saying congratulations to America not killing any babies? Haven't heard from him. Where's the Pope in the Vatican saying the transgender is an unholy, ungodly thing and America needs to stop it? Haven't heard from him, okay? Because they're on the payroll of the European socialist, Marxist, unholy, ungodly Germans and all the rest of those idiots that come up with this crap. You notice their country doesn't say we're pumping this out. Look at Trudeau. He's a disgrace. No one wants to ever go to Canada again. Okay? Let me say something else to all you people that are running against Trump. You're wasting your time. You're wasting your time. Donald Trump was the greatest president in 2016, and he won in 2020, and all of you should be standing behind Donald Trump saying he's the official winner, and he won. The Department of Justice, by the way, you're a disaster. Emmett Garland is a disaster. And Reverend Al Sharpton, before you change the police, why don't you say that we shouldn't have any fraudulent elections where Joe Biden shouldn't win the presidency when he didn't win, and Donald Trump won in a landslide? Fake, phony piece of crap. You know, Donald Trump is surrounded by Judases, and so are you and me. Stand up for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Stand up for America. Stand up for our country. In Jesus' name, take dominion. Amen. Peace.
All right. Thank you, Todd. And as I said, and I'll repeat it again, I know there's Trump people that listen to this. I know there's campaign people and whatnot that listen to the program because they know that normally, I've supported Donald Trump, no questions asked, this, that, and the other, but I got to ask the Trump people to do one thing. You've got to get to Donald Trump and tell him to stop bad-mouthing Governor Ron DeSantis and quit calling him a rhino in any sort or way, because he's not. He's not. Donald is going to cost himself the state of election, or the election, rather, in the state of Florida, all by himself, all by his lonesome, if he doesn't be quiet and stop going after Ron DeSantis. We in Florida, and I'm speaking for a lot of people because I talk to a lot of people, I'm involved in a lot of groups, and I see it firsthand. The people in Florida support this Governor Ron DeSantis. Lock, stock, and Kitty Hawk. We support him. He is a good governor. He's a good family man. He's a great example of someone with high moral character and convictions. Now, I'm just going to let it stay there. But Donald needs to behave himself and stop with the nonsense. Get on the issues, Donald. Ron DeSantis is not one of them. Besides that, as far as I know, he's going to be the governor for about, 4 years? All right, we'll be back. Have yourself a great day. God bless America. I'll see you at Mixon's in Bradenton, 11:30 to 1:30.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.